All that was done in 10 years. In 10 years, he paid cash for a dream house on a bottom of the market, on a piece of property, and is now a very fortunate individual. And all he did is he saved, and he kept increasing his saving, He started putting it on his values, and all of a sudden he got in motion. Now the woman, 10 years later, is living in a higher quality lifestyle than if they would have raised their lifestyle and bought a little house and started spending their money. You understand my point here? In other words, they lived beneath their means for a while until the money started making enough money so they could honestly raise their lifestyle without a stress. Today, I don't know what his figure is, but I would be willing to bet it's between $15 and $100 million of assets. And that is less than 10 years from that point. And that's because he changes values because of one seminar. One individual shifted his consciousness, communicated in his values of his wife, I promise you, and he meant it from his sincerity of his heart, I will build you that house, gave him a cause bigger than himself, and got re-inspired about his business and forced his savings to reward himself because he wasn't rewarding himself for his work. Year after year after year, he wasn't rewarding himself. There was nothing to show for it. Once he learned that that's the purpose of saving is to reward yourself that way, and have something to show for it, because you'll burn out working year after year after year if you have nothing to show for it. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You'll burn out, and you won't appreciate your work anymore. And you won't want to get up in the morning. A sign you're inspired is you have more energy at the end of the day than when you started. If you have less energy at the end of the day than when you started, you're not inspired about your work, and you're not rewarding yourself for your work in your highest values. I did a breakthrough program in his home. It's an amazing home. It's three stories. The bottom half has saunas and swimming pools, tennis courts. It's got all the accoutrements that you would ever imagine you'd want as a dream home. And if you're living next door to Bill Gates, you know the value of the property is probably going to go up. Just because of celebrity status. But he started out as $75 a month. And a decade later, that's where he is. He had the house. And now, almost a decade later, 5 more years later, he's sitting in millions of dollars. And his wife will tell you the story, and it's a tearjerker of what's possible once you have a cause, once you follow a strategy, and once your values are shifted. There's never a lack of money. The universe is abundant. There's never a lack of money. There's simply a lack of value on building it and utilizing it and managing it. Next principle. There's a formula of manifesting things. I'd like to go over that formula for a second. It's a mind game. Because again, this first portion of today until noon is a lot of mind games. We'll get plenty of strategy, enough to keep you busy. It's a formula, and it's there listed. The first part of the formula is purpose. What's your purpose for building wealth? We started talking about that earlier. What is the purpose? What's the reasons? If you don't have a big enough reason, you won't do it. People ask me as I travel, I've had years where I've spoken 318 days out of the year. And some people think, well, that's neurosis. That's insanity. Well, the only person that's going to say that doesn't have speaking higher on their value list, do they? Remember, anything that's on your value list that's high, that's not on theirs or is low on theirs, they're going to think you're neurotic doing it. And whatever's highest on theirs, they're going to think it's normal to do it. And you're going to probably think it's neurotic. But there's no way I could be doing that and traveling as crazy many miles as I do if I didn't have a purpose for doing it, a reason for doing it, a motivation for doing it. One of my motivations when I was 17, I almost died. And because I got to live, I basically dedicated the rest of my life to doing that as a teacher. I have a motivation doing it. When you have a big enough why, the hows will take care of themselves. When you have a big enough purpose to build wealth, wealth is yours. So I want you to go back to that exercise tonight and realize this is your life. This is your time spent for you. How big a cause can you create? If you don't know, I believe there's a part of you that does. And I believe that the part of you that does has the ability to shine and bring itself out. But sometimes you got to humble the part of you that's not knowing and humble it and say, all right, universe, higher self, however you want to address it, what's my cause? What's my reason? And humble yourself to whatever that higher source inside you is that knows. And come up with something grand, something inspiring. Because the universe doesn't make small people. It makes incredible people that hold on to fears and guilt to keep them small. So what's the purpose of building wealth? Write that, define that, and read that daily. Read what that is. What's your reasons for doing it? The gentleman who's all of a sudden child was born with a deformity, with a rare disease, who is living mediocrity, had the child. All of a sudden when he had the child, he realized, I want to find out what the source and the reason why this child came out this way. He started a foundation of research and received millions of dollars for research for this cause. Started with one event that was challenging in his life, dealing with his child, and awoken a cause inside him, and he was then able to enroll other people and himself to earn more money for that cause because he had a big reason for doing it. Find your reason. It's there. I guarantee you got one. Then dominate your thought on it. Think about it. Write it down. Think about it. What are you going to do with this? Again, if you don't know what you're going to do with it, why would the universe give it to you? What are you going to do? Dominate it. Do you want to build all of a sudden a vast framing company and a franchising system? Do you want all of a sudden have a series of clinics across the guy? I have a gentleman that came to this program. His name is Thomas. I believe he's got 11 clinics now. He's a chiropractor. Came to this program, got inspired by it, decided he was going to not just have a clinic, but he's going to open up 100 clinics. That was his goal. He's got 11 of them now. 100 clinics, each contributing at least $100,000 to him a year. That was his mission. And then a portion of that was going to go towards raising horses, because he has a place in Kentucky, raising horses, and have a place for children to learn how to be involved in horses and raise horses and also be involved in racing. And he had this vast vision come to him. And once he saw that vision, he got inspired. He was in tears over this vision. And went out there, and literally in 9 months to less than a year, he went from one clinic to 11 clinics. Because he had a cause. And he thought about it. And he saw a vision. Can you see yourself wealthy? How is it? You know, I had the opportunity to work with a lady who was going to the Olympics. And she was doing the gymnastics. And she kept overshooting on one of the jumps that she was doing. And so we had to stop her in her mind and freeze frame, frame by frame by frame, this maneuver, this jump, this flip, and do it frame by frame until she could see it perfectly in her mind. The second she could see it perfectly in her mind, she enacted it. But she couldn't see it. Can you see yourself driving in your dream car? Can you see yourself living in your dream house? Can you see yourself living with vast fortune? Can you see your bank account with millions of dollars in it? Can you see yourself having a cause and some foundation? Can you see it? Because if you can't see it, it's hard for your brain and body to go and get it. That's why people have failed to plan to end up plan to fail, because they're not planning out exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, why they're going to do it, which gives them a clear vision. And those without a vision tend to perish. Can you see it? When I was a teenager, I left home when I was about 13 to 14 years old. And my dream at the time was to ride the biggest waves in the world and surf. Hawaii, Waimea Bay, Sunset Beach. I saw the pictures in the surf magazine. I dreamed I would love to surf and ride big waves. I hadn't ridden except hurricane surf in Texas at the time, which is average waves here. But I saw a picture. I saw the great surfers at the time, and I saw the pictures riding big waves and taking off on these waves, and I saw it. And I looked at those pictures every day. And I held that vision. And within a short period of time, I found myself on the north shore of Oahu, sitting there, living there on the north shore, right near Rocky Point at Iakai Beach Park, surfing eventually sunset in Waimea Bay. Within a short few years, I was surfing some of the biggest waves in the world. And I know it's because I caught the vision, and I saw myself doing it. I want you to practice. I'll give you some more exercise tonight. I want you to dream tonight and practice visualizing yourself receiving wealth. Practice dreaming and create a storyboard of your life. Start cutting out pictures of the places you'd love to be, the places you'd love to see, the home that you'd love to have, or the homes you'd love to have, the money you'd love to have, the car you'd love to have, the people you'd love to associate. Start cutting out the pictures and create a storyboard of this. I made a list of 50 celebrities that I wanted to meet many years ago, 20-something years ago. I made a list of 50 celebrities I'd love to meet, from Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger to Julia Roberts and all these people that I'd heard about. Every one of those people, plus vast more, I've been able to meet in my life. And I know because I wrote them down and I cut out pictures and created a storyboard. How many of you heard of Chicken Soup for the Soul? Mark Victor Hansen, in fact, he's on my new book. Mark and I have been friends for 19 years. And Jack Canfield is a very close friend. He's starting a mastermind that we're starting a whole mastermind group together. 19 years ago, I sat at Las Vegas, Bally's. It was called the MGM Grand until the fire. It became Bally's, which is a big hotel. I sat there in a roped-off area with Mark Victor Hansen 19 years ago, and we were exchanging goals. We've been doing it every year since. And he sat with me, and he said, John, I asked him, what do you want? What's one of your goals? He says, what I see is this. He says, I see a runaway best-selling book selling millions of copies filled with inspirational stories.